This is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of Etowemend. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Etowemend feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Etowemend, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Blessed Albert of Bergamo. What I do, you can also do.
What are you muttering about?
What I can do, you can also do. That's what he said, Liza. It's what the Lord said.
You know something, Albert. You are sick. Do you know that? Sick. Sick in the head. Oh, my family's right. No wonder they pity me that I married a man like you. Condemn myself to live like this on this miserable farm. Oh, look at me, Albert. Look at me! Look at the woman who's given you the best years of her life. And for what? For this misery, for this miserable existence.
We have enough.
Enough? Enough for what? Enough for you to feed every beggar that comes to the back door. Enough for you to squander money on every stranger that comes by. Oh, yes, we've got enough for that.
Well, somebody has to feed the poor.
Well, why us? I can't even afford to buy material for a new dress. Not that I have occasion to wear one.
I'm sorry, Liza.
Oh, Albert, you have no sense of responsibility. Do you know that? Oh, what's the use of talking? It won't change you. Albert, close that Bible and listen to me. You think more of that Bible than you do of me. No wonder people pity me. A woman of 35 married to such an imbecile and without children to comfort her. My family must have been blind to let me marry you. How could I know what I was letting myself in for? 18 years of this. 18 years of misery. Oh, what did I ever do to be punished like this? I ask you, Albert, what did I ever do?
What do any of us do?
Must be a better kind of life than this.
Well, it's what we all depend on, Liza. It's for that we fashion our life on this earth.
Do you know something, Albert? You should have been a priest. Oh, you make me sick. Where are you going?
Out, just out.
That's right. Go out. Avoid facing the truth.
Lord, your peace and calm flow toward me.
Avoid responsibility to your wife. Albert, I'm talking to you. Now, don't you walk away from me like that. You come back into this house. Do you hear me?
I thank you for all your abundance. I am grateful for this life you have given me and the opportunity I now have to make use of it. I shall be your servant until I die.
His name was Albert. As yet, I had not met him, The days in which we all lived were bad. The Christian church stood in peril. Not so long before, the Second Crusade had been defeated. To the east, the hordes of Genghis Khan were sweeping through Asia toward Europe. In those days, my wanderings brought me to a small farmhouse near Bergamo, Italy. I paused to beg the woman there for a cup of water.
Water? You think water's cheap?
Oh, forgive me for troubling you.
Forgive, he says. Are you a beggar?
In a sense, I'm a servant of God.
Another one. All right, here. Take the water.
God bless you.
Bless? I've been cursed, not blessed.
Are you so troubled?
Troubled? A woman deserted by her husband, isn't that trouble enough?
I'm sorry.
Oh, never mind. I'll show him. You take it from me. I'll show him. If he thinks he can come crawling back here and still find me here, oh, he's making a big mistake, believe me. Well, you want some more water?
Thank you. No more.
You hungry?
Oh, no.
What's the matter? You scared? I mean, the way you look at me. Not bad looking, huh? Oh. Come on in. I'll get you something to eat.
Oh, no.
No, come on. Don't tell me you're not hungry.
Well, thank you, but I must be getting along.
Listen, when a woman's been deserted by her husband, she's got a right. You had no right to just walk out of here and never come back.
Thank you again, and God bless you. Good day, Signora.
All right, you don't have to stay. Who wants you? Go on, get off my land. Get off my land. At least I have the land. And I've got a right to sell it anytime I want. I can sell everything that's here. I'll show him. I'll show him he can't run off and leave me here all alone. I don't need him.
It was no coincidence I encountered the woman. The farmhouse stood off the road, taken by pilgrims on their way to Rome. Some years passed, and finally my wanderings brought me back to Rome. One night in a dark street near the river, I was set upon by ruffians, beaten into unconsciousness. That it was he I saw when I opened my eyes was perhaps coincidence, or the hand of God.
Oh. You are not dead after all, brother. Several bruises, but no cuts. Lie quiet a moment.
Thank you, my friend.
How do you feel?
I'd rather not pursue that subject.
Have you a name?
I'm sometimes called Homo Bonus. If you care to smile, I haven't the strength to protest.
Those men robbed you?
I had nothing for them to steal. That's why they beat me.
Bless them.
What was that?
I only said bless them.
Well, I fear at this moment I can't share your tolerance.
Perhaps in your place neither would I feel such pity for them.
Well, you look like a beggar. Your rags are more evil-looking than my own, but it's clear you're a Christian.
So are many of the beggars.
Are you one?
Well, sometimes one feels the need to beg, but here, don't talk. Just rest. Look at the river. It's cool and clean-looking at this hour, and soon it will be dawn and another hot day to face.
And so we became friends. He had made a pilgrimage to the Middle East, Jerusalem, had walked where our Lord had walked. We never spoke of our earlier lives, only about the present, and the need to serve God by serving man. What we received in charity, we gave away freely. If we were half-starved at times, we rejoiced that someone else had food in his stomach. And still I knew this man had a deeper concept of God's love than any other man I had ever known. There were times, long periods of time, when we went our own separate ways. But always months sometimes years later, we would be guided to each other. There was the time in Jerusalem, in a wine shop. I went into it to seek shade from the sun, and nearby I heard his voice.
Child, my child, you seek excuses for yourself where there are none.
My mother was no good. She was bad. And who my father was, I've never known. My blood is bad. So I am bad.
The things you do are bad. Only the things you do. But you are a child of God. You are in his image.
The church says I am bad. It doesn't say the things I do are bad. It says I am bad.
You know right from wrong, do you not?
So?
And you choose to do wrong.
Why not?
We always have a choice, child.
Stop calling me a child.
Amara.
What?
I have known you for several days. You are not bad. If you can believe that, then in God's sight you are not bad. Only the things you do are bad. Ask God to forgive you for the things you have done. Ask him to cleanse you of those things.
You make me sick. You talk like a priest.
I am not one, Amara.
Then stop talking like one. Oh, I'm going. I'm not listening to any more of your preaching. If you're around tomorrow, I'll see you.
Good night, child.
Oh, child. Good night.
God bless you.
Oh, bonus. Oh, my dear fellow.
Oh, we follow the same road again, brother.
How good, how very good to see you again.
I met someone in Macedonia who had seen you. He told me you were on your way back here to Jerusalem, so I'm not surprised to run into you again. I was listening to your conversation with that girl.
If I could bring her back to God.
Oh, for how long, brother? A moment of confession, perhaps mass, a few tears. After that, she'd go back to the old life.
Can we dismiss a human being so easily? Our Lord did not dismiss the sinner.
Oh, I have always known your faith was more profound than mine, brother. Sometimes it shames me, but there are some people who resist our Lord by choice.
And still, they can be reached. That girl must be reached. She must be. I believe this, my friend. I believe her very being cries out to be saved.
Perhaps. Meanwhile, we'll need a place to sleep.
Well, a stable along the street. I've used it for almost a week. The man there is a Christian.
Bless his Christian heart, then. The stable was comfortable enough. We talked most of the night, exchanging stories of our adventures along the road. Then, for the first time, I broached the subject of the past. I've never known where you come from, brother.
Bergamo.
Bergamo?
Mm.
Oh, yes. Oh, I've passed that way many times. Is your family there?
My wife is there.
Wife?
Yes, I abandoned her. One day I just walked out of the house, and I never went back.
Describe it to me. What was it like?
Oh, we had a farm.
And your wife? Had she blonde hair?
Yes, yes, very beautiful hair.
She once gave me water, and she offered me food.
What?
It was a long time ago.
You met Liza.
An occasion when I was on my way to Rome.
Someday I must go back to her. Beg to be understood and forgiven.
It is never too late for that.
I should go back. It was wrong to leave her. And yet the need to serve our Lord was so strong. I did not realize I was actually leaving her. I just walked and kept walking, and it seemed right to do so. My life seemed to have been given purpose.
Wait. What are you doing? Where are you going at this hour?
Oh, I'm not sure. I must walk in the night. I feel I should be out in the night.
I somehow knew he would not come back, nor did he. Months later, I knew he had directed his footsteps to a small church in the center of Jerusalem. And somehow he came upon what he knew he would come upon. She was crouched on the ground in the shadow of the church. Amara, the waif of the gutters.
How did I know where to find you, huh?
Oh, you followed me.
No.
Stop following me.
Child, I did not follow. The priest will be sleeping, but we can wake him.
I don't want any priest. What's going to become of me? What happens to people like me? There's no place for us. No place for me.
This is God's world, child, and there's a place in it for you. You are in his image, child. His image.
There were beggars in the shadows, and later they told me of what they had seen in that moment. For just that second, the girl became beautiful, and the filthy rags about her body became pure white. And as if she were aware of the transformation, she stood up, smiling at the heavens above them. And that night she was cleansed of sin. And in the days that followed, the man took her with him as a father who had found his daughter.
Are you tired? Come rest under the trees.
I'm not tired.
Well, nevertheless, you rest, because truth to tell, I'm quite tired. Oh, don't laugh. Have respect for a man old enough to be your father.
You are my father.
If that be God's will, child.
It was almost a year's journey on foot, and then the Blessed Albert arrived in a town called Cremona in Italy. There was a plague there, and he and the girl dedicated themselves to the sick and dying. By that time, I was back in Italy and heard of the plague. It seemed right for me to hasten to Cremona. Was the smell of death in the air. I went to a church to find out where I could serve best. That was when I saw her, the girl Amara. I spoke to her, told her who I was, and asked about the man.
He brought me here, told me to stay here until he came back. He said he was going to a wine shop. He'd seen someone there he thought he recognized.
You found me. How many years have you been looking for me? When did you find out I'd sold the farm and everything that went with it? Did it make you mad? Did you want to find me and kill me? Oh, no, not you. Do you know what I did with the money I got? I bought this wine shop, and you won't get a crust of bread from me, not even a glass of wine. Look at you, in rags, in filthy rags. What are you, Albert? Are you a beggar now?
I wronged you, Liza. I have come back to ask forgiveness.
Forgiveness? Oh, you fool, you did me a favor. I got away from that miserable farm. Look at me, Albert. See my fine clothes.
I had no idea you were in this town, but someday soon I intended to go back to Bergamo, to you.
It wouldn't have done you any good anyhow.
I think God guided me to this town. Liza, I have a young girl with me.
You?
Yes.
You have a young girl with you? You? A young girl, he says. What sort of an imbecile is she to attach herself to you, Al?
She's like a daughter, Liza, like a daughter.
A daughter?
Yes, Liza.
Someday soon, I would have taken her to Bergamo, hoping to find you.
Find me?
Hoping that even now, we could be a family.
He's mad. He's out of his mind, this man. I'm doing well in this town. I'm established here. I have money. Oh, that's what's on your mind, Albert. You want me to share the money with you and this... And you. You have the brazen courage to think I'd take you and this girl into my home.
You always craved a child, Liza.
My own, not somebody else's brat.
Liza!
Coming, Antonio, coming.
Bring me some more wine.
You hear, Albert? My customer wants attention. That man spends money. He doesn't come here like some dirty beggar. Why don't you get out of here? You won't get a penny out of me. Go on. Go on back to the girl. And stay out of my sight.
The woman stood up and left the table. She walked to a counter and picked up a small casket of wine. The casket seemed heavy.
Liza, let me carry it.
Get out of my way.
But let me carry it.
I don't need any help from you.
Wait.
Oh, you fool, you clumsy fool. Look what you made me do. A cask of wine, all that wine spilled, and the casket broken.
Well, the Lord is bountiful.
Oh,
he can restore what seems lost.
Oh, shut up. You and the Lord. Neither one of you is going to pay me for the loss of this wine.
Lord, my Lord, in thy bounty and love, this woman's wine is already restored.
Those in the wine shop saw the miracle. The spilled wine no longer stained the floor. And the casket that had been damaged was whole. And it was filled with wine. And there were those who fell upon their knees. And there were those who fled. And there was one who shrank from Albert in fear.
Oh, you're unholy. Get away from me. Get away from me. Get out. Get out.
Bless you, Liza. God bless you.
Get out of here with your filthy black magic. Get out. Get out.
My Lord, thy compassion for this unhappy woman enfolds her. As she turns to thee with renewed faith in thy love for her and for all men.
Go away. Go away.
Lord, this woman turns to thee seeking thy love and assurance.
Oh, my God.
Lord, as she kneels before thee, she is filled with thy love. And all hostility within her is dissolved. She is conscious only of her love for thee and thy love for her. Oh, my Lord, we glorify thy name.
Oh, Lord, forgive me for all my sins. Forgive me. For on this day, I have seen a miracle in thy name.
Later, he came back to the church and found me with the girl Amara. He told us that he had found his wife, that he had brought her with him to the church.
She is a good woman. She has sought out the priest here to make her confession. Old friend, it's good to see you again. Yes, let her sleep.
Albert, you found your place in this world. And there's a place for this child. It's with me.
Amara, are you content to stay with Liza?
Yes. I trust her.
God bless you both.
It was a strange enough parting. The man embraced the woman and the girl, and then he and I left without even turning around once. On the outskirts of the city, we parted as we had often parted before. Only this time, we agreed to meet in that same town, Cremona, 1 year from then, in the spring. We met on a day in May, outside the walls of a convent.
Sometimes, just before sundown, I see them in the distance.
Are they inside this convent?
Yes, mother and daughter, together.
But you will never see them again at close range.
Perhaps never, but they are safe and, I think, content. And, my dear friend, I think there might be enough work in this city to keep me here.
The city of Cremona became Albert of Bergamo's home. The news of the miracle of the wine had spread, and the church gained strength in God's love for mankind.